So were you able to put more tags in this year?
Yep, yep. We had a really good year. We put out 17 more tags. So hopefully that'll give us, really boost up the sample size and give us some good information.
How long did last year's tags stick in place?
They did okay. Not as well as we had hoped, but we still were able to capture the migration of 11 of the 20 tags that we deployed out here, at least the start of migration. Two of them lasted almost all the way to Hawaii, and one lasted all the way to the arrival of Hawaii at Hawaii, and then captured some subsequent movements around the islands of Hawaii.
Okay. Do you know if you tagged any of the same creatures this year versus last year?
We're going to have to go back and look at the ID photos, but we think we may have gotten a couple that we did last year also. So that'll be really interesting to look at the year-to-year, see if there's any year-to-year differences in their movements and that kind of stuff.
Right, whether there's any change in routes.
Right.
Have you seen any patterns, whether routes are different coming and going or anything like that?
Not especially yet. We're still in the sort of preliminary phase where we're waiting until we get all of this year's data to sit down and really do a thorough look at everything once we have all the data in hand, so we don't have to replicate or duplicate effort. But we did see that basically the whales generally stuck around where we tagged them until they decided it was time to leave, and then they left. There was no stopping in intermediate anywhere. Once they hit Chatham Strait, they all left out the south end of Chatham Strait and then just made a beeline towards, mostly towards Hawaii. We had one that went down the coast towards, looks like it was going towards Mexico. That tag stopped about kind of central states, Northern California. A couple of them did spend a little bit of time at the outer islands after they moved out into open water down near Prince of Wales Island, but they pretty quickly started on their way also.
Okay, and did they stick around for a while after you were tagging last year at the same time, right, around November? So did they stay a while after that?
Some of them were actually on their way out before we even finished tagging. I mean, some of them were within a few days of having been tagged, they were on their way. Others, we had one that we had tagged here near Petersburg that stuck around for about 20 days, if I remember right, and then it headed out on its way also.
And made a straight shot to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, actually. Once they hit the open water and started going, they just basically turned towards Hawaii and went and were able to hold a really straight line going that direction. And it's really something that we're still struggling to figure out how they actually managed to pull that off.
Right. What's known about the navigational skills of the humpback?
It's really kind of all supposition at this point. I mean, we've been able to show that, or other folks have been able to show that they can hold a steady heading for extended periods of time, and that's what we saw from our tracking data too. The best guess is they must be able to sense the angle of the Earth's magnetic field, much like a compass. And so they must just somehow or other be able to say, okay, well, it's at this angle, and I need to hold this angle to the magnetic field, and then eventually I'll get to where I need to go. They've shown that birds can do that, that birds will use magnetic, similar kind of methods to be able to navigate. So that's sort of what we're assuming that they do, but we don't really have a good way of testing it since we can't get our hands on them to really alter anything and see what's going on.
Interesting.
And one other thing, too, that was really interesting, the whale that actually arrived at Hawaii, it was holding a nice straight course, but it was going to miss Hawaii by about 150 miles. And once it started getting close, all of a sudden it just corrected and turned right around and pulled into the big island. So somehow it knew which direction it needed to go, but it also, once it got somewhat close, it still knew that it was going to miss and needed to make an adjustment. So maybe it was hearing the waves crashing against the beach, or something else was telling it that it was slightly off course, but somehow it was able to not only navigate there, but then realize when it had not navigated quite as precisely as it wanted to.
What else have you seen in trends? I know you haven't done the analysis yet, but what's sticking out to you after a year of looking at the numbers?
I guess that's, I've kind of given you the general gist of it from what we've seen. I would say that this year, when we were out there, we actually saw some whales that looked a little skinny, which was kind of surprising. You know, this time of year, they should all be really fat and happy, and especially around here, the area is so productive. It was really surprising to see some. You could see their scapulas, their shoulder blade, or their equivalent of the shoulder blade, when they came up to take a breath, which is typically indicates that they're on the skinny side. So that was surprising.
So they're not really feeding on this thousands of mile journey across the Pacific. So they've got to fatten up like a bear to make that trip. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. They don't once they leave here, they don't eat at all until they return back in the spring. So they really have to get nice and fat in order to be able to handle that long migration. And that is sort of the theory. I think Jen Straley is pretty convinced that some of them do overwinter in this area. And that might be one of the reasons that they would, if for whatever reason they haven't gotten enough food, gotten fattened up enough, that they somehow would know that they wouldn't be able to handle the trip. And so they maybe just would stay here over winter.
What's next for this study?
We're just at this point, that's kind of the fun part. We get to just sit back and watch where the whales go and hope they keep going for a really long time and do a lot of interesting stuff. And then once we get done with that, then we're going to sit down and really do the number crunching and see, sort of look at the timing of when they departed, look at the timing of when they're arriving in Hawaii. And then actually we've been doing some tagging on the other end. So look at the other end when they're leaving Hawaii to come back and try and use that to really get a sense of if they're going and all spending the entire winter in Hawaii, or if there's really sort of an ongoing cycle where they arrive, but they only spend a couple weeks, and then they return back up here.
Because they're mating over there, so...
Right, they're mating and they're calving over there in Hawaii. So, the females that are pregnant, obviously, are going to spend a lot of time there because they have their calves, and they have to build up the calves' fat blubber layer before they come back up here to the cold water. But the other whales, they're just down there to basically have a little bit of fun, so you would seem to think that they, since they're not eating during that whole period, that they would want to get down there, get their business taken care of, and get back up here where they can get some food as quick as possible.
This is their winter vacation, heading to Hawaii.
Yeah, I hear a lot of you guys up here do that.
Very popular at that time of year.